Cook writes in Perek Yudalid of Oros Tshuva, Os Chaf Gimel. Can you hear me? Im Adam Nishvel Kol Kach Bedaito. Ad Shemerov Merirus Nafsho Al Otsim Iridaso Hamusaris. Want to sit over here on the edge? If a person feels so fallen, im adam nishbal kol kach bedaito ad shemirov meriris nafsho al otzim yiridaso hamusaris b'chol chatosav einenu yachol laharim rosh lasok b'torah b'mitzvos. So the Baal Shem Tov said, or the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov said, that if a person is incapable, this is from the Rebbe's of Slonim, that if a person is incapable of doing the worst avera in the world, not that that's a goal, that would be a funny end of the sentence right there, but if a person after Rahman al-Islam doing the worst avera in the world is unable to get back up and go daven a strong mincha, or to go and learn, as opposed to a person is nichshel in an avera, Kavachomer, person's nichshel in the Avera Hayadua, Stam Avera, and they're unable to pick themselves up and be v'simcha and to get back up again. So then they have not even begun to stand on the threshold of the Beis Medrash of the Baal Shem Tov. Meaning, if you feel like after you messed up in any way, shape, or form, you feel like that means that you have no business opening up a sefer or davening, you just got off the phone after a long session of Lashon Hara and now it's time for davening Kriyat Shema, and you say to yourself, well, this mouth that I just used to destroy another person, I'm going to use to declare the oneness of God, that doesn't seem right. So oftentimes what happens to people is that after they do a chait, instead of just picking themselves back up and starting over again, mamash right away is, say, you know, I don't know, let me watch a television show or something in between, or like, let me reset a little bit. So first of all, that's a mistake because of what we've, if not said explicitly, we've alluded to a number of times already, that the tzaddikim from the Beis Medrash of Pshischa thought that after a person does an avera, that's the most mesugal time to do tshuva, because like the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Hua yitzahara hua malchamaves hua satan. The satan, the one who tricked you, is also the one who goes to testify against you, and the one who is the executioner. So the executioner and the guy who's going to testify against you in court is also the Satan. He's the one who makes it hard for us to do tshuva. He's the one who makes it hard for us to be who we could be. But a malach is not able to do like multiple things at once. So while he's busy testifying against you about the avera you just did, that's like the opportune time, says the Beis Medrash of Pshischa. That's the opportune time to do tshuva, because he's not there to stop you. He's busy trying to knock you down from the avera you just did, which means that you have a free shot at doing tshuva without the Yetzer Hara standing there. And yet there's something natural that pulls us away from that, and instead of joining the Beis Medrash of the Baal Shem Tov and getting back up and davening a strong mincha or learning or, you know, making use of the time in a proper way after a person's in a avera, they just want to go to sleep, they just want to go eat, want to go do something, because they can't imagine going from something so low to something so high. So, as people who want to be part of the Beis Medrash of the Baal Shem Tov, even Rav Kook wanted to be part of the Beis Medrash of the Baal Shem Tov. So, Rav Kook here is giving us an eitzah how we can do this. How we can escape the natural phenomenon of post-chet fallout. So Rav Kook says, Adam nishval kol kach bedaito ad shemirov miriris nafsha al otzim yiridaso hamusaris v'chol chatosav enu yachol laharim rosh lasak b'torah v'mitzvos. Person feels so disgusting based on his bad midos, his lowliness, his inabilities, his being sullied in sin, to the point that he can't even lift up his head to daven or to learn or to do other mitzvos. Who am I to perform the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah? I'm such a low person. Who am I to shake a lulav and esrog? I'm such a low person. Who am I to daven? Who am I to learn? And not only does it stop him from doing that, but it stops him from doing anything, be yeshuva shel olam ubechevra sabrius. Even to sit and talk to your friends about things, to be mechazik another person, to be osik in yeshuva shel olam, to do something productive instead of just getting drowning away your sorrows and, like Rav Judah always says, like going watching YouTube for like 5 hours. Be'menucha v'simchas nefesh bria. To be able to serve Hashem with menuchas nefesh and with simcha in a healthy way. Tzarech, so here's the Eitzah. Ready? Here's the Eitzah from the Tzaddik. The Eitzah from the Tzaddik is, Tzarech hu lasim elibo. You need to understand the following thing. Place this in your heart. Ki madcho slev kazos al kol avonosav harehu vaday bososha bal tshuva gemura. The very feeling of I'm not worthy, the very feeling of I'm not worthy to learn Torah in that moment is already the tshuva. Meaning it's a paradox. You feel unworthy to learn Torah, so Rav Kook says, so strengthen yourself with that. Strengthen yourself with the fact that you feel unworthy to learn Torah, which means that you on a certain level understand what Torah is. And you understand that what you did is not really in line with what you understand Torah to be. It's not exactly the same thing, but it brings to mind the story about how one time a lady came knocking on Rav Kook's door looking for charity, and his daughter answered the door. And when she answered the door, she saw a lady who was there who clearly did not look like she was part of our people. She could have been a Gioris, I suppose, but something about her demeanor, the way she was talking, made it clear to Rav Kook's daughter that this was not a member of the tribe. So the woman came to the door and she said to Rav Kook's daughter, I'm collecting money. I'm a Jewish woman from Yerushalayim and I'm coming to collect money. I'm coming to collect money for charity. So Rav Kook's daughter smelled the rat, smelled something fishy, and she went around the corner, for those who've been to Beit HaRav, she went around the corner to her father's study where Rav Kook was sitting and learning Torah. And she waited for a moment to break in learning, and she knocked on the wall, and Rav Kook looked up, and she said, Abba, there's a lady here who's claiming that she's a Jewish woman from Yerushalayim collecting tzedakah, but I don't really think she's from Yerushalayim, and I'm pretty sure she's not Jewish, and something's fishy about it. I don't know, I'm getting bad vibes about it. So Rav Kook said to his daughter, now I'm not sure if this is always done hugger or it was just this particular scenario, but the Eitz of the Tzaddik is the Eitz of the Tzaddik. Rav Kook said to his daughter, he said, just the fact that she understands that it's kedai to try to pass yourself off as a Jew from Yerushalayim already means that she's zochet to something. And already the fact that she gets it, that like being a Jew from Yerushalayim means that you deserve to get something, that's like a reason to be able to be more zochet to tzedakah than somebody else. The fact that she's even masig that way of thinking means that you should give her something. Don't turn her away empty-handed. And Rav Kook here is saying to us a little bit different, but a little bit the same, that the fact that you're masig, that in your current state you don't really deserve to learn Torah, actually means that you deserve to learn Torah. And you deserve to be doing mitzvahs. And you deserve to be sitting with your friends and be mechazik them. Who am I to be mechazik somebody else? Look at me. Well, look what I just did. Who am I to try to do something productive for the world? Who am I to try to create something to make the world, to do physical tshuva to the world? I'm such a lowly person. look at me, I embezzled money from my company. I'm so low, I can't correct it now. So Cook says, don't you understand the very fact that you feel low and that you're pushing yourself away from the Torah and you feel the Torah pushing you away and you feel Yeshuva Shel Olam pushing you away, that means already you're on the return. So that is your ticket of entry back into the Beis Medrash. And that's how a person can fulfill the Eitzah of the Baal Shem Tov, that even after the worst of Neira in the world, you shouldn't feel so depressed that you can't come back and continue again. Kimidachos Lev Kazos, from this type of pain of the heart, Al Kol Avonosa, for all of his Averos, Harei Hu Vadai Boso Shal Baal Tshuva Gomer. In that moment, when you feel unworthy of learning Torah, Vadai, belief suffix, says Rav Kook, you are most certainly a Baal Tshuva. Gemura. If it's true that when someone tries to marry a woman and he's a Rasha Gomor and he says, marry me on condition that I'm a Tzadik Gomor, that's exactly what Rav Kook is saying. Rav Kook is saying, like the lady who came and said, give me tzedakah because I am a lady from Yerushalayim, who's a Jewish woman from Yerushalayim, and Rav Kook said, just being makir that being a Jewish woman from Yerushalayim is an inyan, is worthy of tzedakah. So then a person who says, marry me on condition that I'm a tzaddik gomor, a person who understands that that's a mila, that someone would be interested in marrying you because you're a tzaddik gomor, that's already, even though you know you're not, that's already hiruri tshuva, and you have to be choshesh for kedushin misafin. Vim kein kvar gavab malasa, he's already elevated himself from the lowliness of the chait he did literally 2 seconds ago. So he can calm himself down, he can quiet down his worry and say, I'm going to use this mouth, I'm going to use this heart, I'm going to use this brain, I'm going to use these eyes to look at Torah and to do mitzvos, to use these hands, to use these feet to go do something holy after I just did something so disgusting and so horrible and so self-destructive, or not even self-destructive, I destroyed someone else. So Cook says, the fact that you feel unworthy is a raya that you already get it. You already get how special the Torah is. You already get how what you did was destructive, and that itself is the tshuva, which is your ticket back in. Don't trouble yourself with what you just did, because you're already past that. You get that already. Ki tov v'yashar Hashem. Ki tov v'yashar Hashem. Because Hashem is good and straight. Ki tov v'yashar Hashem. Okay, Hashem should help us. We should be zocher to be part of the Baal Shem Tov's Beis Medrash. Zocher to be part of the Rav Kook's Beis Medrash, and we should be zocher to do tshuva, even mitoch shiflus, dafka mitoch shiflus, and to understand that when we don't feel worthy, that's itself a raya that we are worthy.